You got a nice hat on this morning.
It's a gift from my center.
And could you describe the hat?
Gratitude 3100 mile race. And on the back is my name, Atmavir.
That's really cool. Did you expect anything like that?
I was just grateful to get such a beautiful hat.
You've been hearing a lot from them probably in the last few weeks. What kind of things have they been saying to you?
This race is more intense than previous for me. The intensity is much more stronger than previous years. Like inner intensity. Also, there are like many more outer injuries, which you can see that the boys are like getting quite often this year. So it's intense this year.
Last year on your birthday, you got into the tennis court before you came. Were you able to do that again this year?
Yeah, I went to Aspiration Ground in the morning. It was raining, so I took a big umbrella. It was not very pleasant, actually, right in the morning. But I went to my favorite place, on my Aspiration Ground. I took a sheet. So it was quite comfortable. I meditated quite well. And then I stood up in front of Guru's Mahasamadhi. I offered a flower with gratitude. And I enjoyed it. Like, it was like 7-10 minutes maybe. But in July, I go every day to Aspiration Ground in the morning. Except one day when Sanatan went out of the city somewhere, like to Connecticut or somewhere. I go daily, like before I start the race, every day.
Do you think there's anything significant about being 34 on the 34th day?
Well, it's always, there's always some significance here, but I think it's not so important. It just looks nice, you know.
Okay. The weather is probably just the way you like it. It's kind of like a...
Perfect today. It's just perfect. Good morning, Parvati.
Do you want to pose for Sad, or do you want to give them
pictures?
For pictures, but I was only able to find...
Wow, beautiful. So. No, for Prasad, definitely.
For Prasad? Yeah. Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Such, so beautiful, Parvati. Thank you so much. I wanted to, was inspired to, because everybody seems to have really quite difficult times this year with injuries and many things. So I was inspired to, I asked Parvati yesterday if she can print like some pictures of Guru, like with a real big smile. So she made it like a... really beautiful one. I think for the keys, you can use it.
A keychain.
Yeah, a keychain.
You also hit 2,000 miles yesterday. I mean, I know you're saying numbers don't mean that much, but it's, you finished the day with 2,047.
I finished, really? I didn't know.
Oh, okay. I just went by the board. It says 2,047.
Oh, nice. Because the digit seven is really, for me, it's kind of special number. It's my life path number, and it follows me actually all my life. So for me, number seven, it follows me all my life.
You said the last time we talked, there had been this rainstorm, and you had this powerful experience of seeing Arjuna and Krishna, and the focus of Arjuna trying to pull back the bow and aim his arrow. Did you have anything else like that since then?
Yeah, I had some like inner experiences, but it's hard to keep it actually. It's like one day you have it, other day you will forget it. So here, I like the Pradeep. He keeps the diary, so he writes all his like, inspiring things. So he's very well organized, Pradeep. So, like one day, I think it was like also after short rain or something, I had just the feeling like, or I've seen it like in Morley, that they are not the, just the bodies moving on the track, but I have seen like 12 beautiful birds like flying around the course, like 12 really beautiful like soul birds flying. It was not just this stiff movement, but I have seen the birds, so it was a beautiful experience for me. But just one I remember. But yeah, but for me, like this is really special, very special year. I'm really very grateful that I'm here this year, although I'm maybe not doing like great mileages, but I'm happy, satisfied. But
how would you like to see the rest of the day unfold for you?
Say again?
The rest of the day now, since it's your soul's day, you're 34. Any other thoughts about how you'd like to see happen today, or you're just going to take it as it comes?
Well, I always try to make happy others on my soul's day. So I ordered roses for Parvati's group, for kitchen girls. I've also like dark chocolate for them. They love chocolate, the girls in the kitchen. So try to always enjoy the day. Because I also, yesterday when I came home, I got a blister yesterday. And when I came home, my left shin was swollen a little bit, so I also take it a little bit easy today, so I don't want to get injury also. So, like usually, I try to enjoy it all day.
Thank you.